Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And, of course, today is Wednesday, and every other Wednesday or so, we have with us Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver, and we have Melody with us today. Melody, we're so glad to have you.
Well, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be here. I enjoy doing these programs.
You know, I've been lonely all week. You're my first guest this week. I've been all by myself, and my listeners are probably thinking, woman, would you please? Well, we talked about through the email that there's not a whole lot of news. Well, now there's a lot of news if you want to talk about Trump and McCain and their little battles and some of the other GOP. And we got number 16 running now, and it's kind of comical. So many of them want to jump on board. I guess they all need jobs. Maybe I should apply.
Well, maybe we should. I wouldn't mind being vice president.
All right. So
you you can run in a ticket, but you know, I'm just assuming you would choose me as your vice president.
I absolutely
would. But I'm
sure
you have other...
I absolutely would, especially now that you've volunteered.
Yeah, I'll volunteer.
You know, we could go on the ballot. Like, what was it back in the day? Snoopy was on, and some other character was on the ballot. You know, and we could do that, Melody. We might get a few votes. You never know.
Maybe none of the above was the where Richard, one of those guys, got elected. But certainly there is a mad mix of politicians in there, and they're all polished politicians. And
well, not all. Trump, I wouldn't call Trump polished.
I said except Trump.
Okay,
you know,
I missed
but,
that. Okay.
But I'll tell you what, you know, and the media certainly takes the clips and, you know, they'll trim them to what best serves their needs.
My.
And but if you really do watch a full, a true interview with Trump, he certainly is not as... I mean, he says some interesting things.
Yes, he does. And he says them loudly. Well, I know, and you know, they're trying to X him out. They're trying to ignore that he's there, and he's going to be a hard person to ignore. Unlike, you know, they did that with Ron Paul. They did a pretty good job of X-ing him out and ignoring him. And once in a while, they'd let him come to a debate. And I think they're trying to create, this is my opinion, I think they're trying to create this storm to kick him out of the debates, to have
Absolutely.
An excuse not to have him in the debates. And I believe if they do that, the American people are going to be pretty mad.
There's a big difference between Donald Trump and Ron Paul.
Yes, there is.
And Donald Trump will not be kicked out. And if he is kicked out, he will hold his own debate.
That's exactly.
I guarantee you.
Just
there will be
himself.
More people watching that than the one with all their little polished politicians. And, you know, it's, you know, I don't think it's fair that they cap. You know, the number. I say, hey, if you're running, you should be in the debate. I mean, that's the way it should be.
Well, period. You know, he's going up in the polls, and every time they try to bash him, he goes up in the polls. The people are not going to put up with it, and I think that's basically what it is. I think the people are just absolutely upset with all the bashing, and the fact that they're trying to trick him. They're trying to skew his words. Does he speak? Well, you know, He just lets it fall out. So it's just, you know, he doesn't really plan it. That was, you know, the reason they loved Ronald Reagan there at the beginning was because Ronald Reagan didn't take any guff off the media.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a little more, he was a little more fluent with his rhetoric, you know, a little bit more when he came back with his responses than what Trump is. Trump just throws it out there and it is what it is. Well, I got this poll today and I couldn't help but notice that he's missing on it. The three that they want us to think are the top runners are the only ones that they've included in this poll, except for Hillary Clinton. Now, this is coming, and I'm probably going to just blow this. I've listened to how to pronounce it several times this morning. Quinnipiac University. And that, I guess that's in Colorado. And it has taken a poll, and it has Clinton trails Rubio by a margin of 38 to 46 in Colorado, by 36 to 44 in Iowa, 41 to 43 in Virginia, and the poll was released today. That was today when it was released. It says Bush tops Clinton by a margin of 41 to 36 in Colorado, and by 42 to 36 in Iowa, and 42 to 39 in Virginia. And then it talks about Walker. Clinton trails Walker by 38-47. They keep mixing up how they put the numbers out there. And in Colorado, and 37-45 in Iowa, and 40-43 in Virginia. Of course, those are the percentages. And but they don't mention Clinton. They don't mention Trump in it. And they don't mention Carson in it. And some of the others there. I mean, we've got 16 running, but they only took these three with Clinton. And then they also threw Bernie Sanders in there, and of course he's not faring very well either. And it's obvious that they left it out, because he, right now he's ahead in the poll, so why would they ignore him in this poll? It's obvious that they left him out on purpose.
It's quite obvious, and I'll tell you, he would sweep Hillary. I mean, any debate between Donald Trump and Hillary, I want to see that one.
Well, I was watching, and she was very, and I've heard her speak once in a press conference or whatever you called that. I was in Colorado, and Carly Fiorina, I'm finally figuring out how to say her name, and they were interviewing her the other night regarding this Planned Parenthood and abortion issue that is just, I don't know about you, but it's just heart-wrenching. We've known it's been going on, but now we have proof, and they're sitting there him-hawing over it. But anyway, she was very...
Amazing it took this long to get proof when those people are so open to talk. But
oh, my. Yes. Yeah. Oh, my. Yes. Well, I was impressed with how Carly Fiorina spoke. She was very eloquent and very... She was very direct in how she put it, but she was very eloquent. And I would like to see her and Hillary Clinton in a debate. I think she'd eat Hillary up.
Mm-hmm.
I think she would. And I think that's why Hillary's not saying anything to anybody. She's just staying quiet. I mean, what can she say? She's guilty of what she's done. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows she has no integrity. She has no truth within her. And so she needs to stay quiet, because that's the only way she's going to get any kind of support, because as soon as she opens her mouth, everybody knows she's lying.
Well, I think everybody knows that Americans have very short memories, and she's probably betting on that she's keeping quiet because a lot of people will forget. And they'll come up with the thought, well, what's that matter anymore? It's been a year since, her emails or whatever and so forth and whatnot. And, things that are important just seem to not matter anymore in the world that we live in today. So she might be keeping quiet just to, distance, make time. Time heals all wounds. And I guess in the world of politics, time can heal all.
I don't know if it does or not. I'm not forgetting. I'm still
no,
one.
I'm not either.
I'm
but
still
I mean,
one that
the
remembers.
The world will.
I remember when Joe Biden's incident way back, but now I'm really telling my age, when he was in trouble for plagiarism. That's how he got through school, was through cheating.
Yeah.
And nobody mentions that anymore. In fact, there was a poll that came out. We about wasted the first segment here. There was a poll that came out last week or the week before. I can't remember for sure. And it had Biden beaten Hillary. Now, how bad is that?
I said 3 years, Hillary doesn't have a chance. I think the only reason they're doing it is because the Democrats, who else do they have? Who else is there? And, I can't figure out what their game is, but everybody knows it's not going to be Hillary.
I wonder
she will not be president.
What rabbit is in the hat? What rabbit are they about to pull out as Bullwinkle the Moose did? They're about to pull something out of that hat. Not sure what it's going to be. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm talking with Melody Cederstrom. You wouldn't know it, but she's with Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We haven't announced that just yet. We're going to talk about that when we come back. You can visit her website by going to www.dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, or give her a call at 1-800-374-4188, or talk to us right here, right now at 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, "Welcome to CSC Talk Radio," and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with my girlfriend, Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. Now, you can type it all out if you want to, or you can just go to my website and click on the little icon. It'll take you right there, dgscoins.com. The number to call her in the office, and I know you're going to want this, is 1-800-374-4188. And before we go in,
375.
Beth wrote it down wrong. 375. You'd think I'd have that memorized by now. We're so used to putting numbers in our phones, we never look at them. Remember when we used to dial? 375-4188. Melody, we always wait till the last segment to get to business. So let's talk about business now. And then I've got a couple other articles I wanted to share with you. What do you have for my listeners today?
And if the listeners have any questions, please give us a call, too. I'm always happy to talk to them and so forth, because everybody's got the same questions when it comes to gold and silver. And we've certainly seen a lot of pressure on gold and silver of late. And everyone is always puzzled at how can they continue to, throw it down in the gutter with these, with everything else that's going on. I mean, the world truly is very unstable. Markets are unstable. But yet they continue to stay at these higher levels. But when you really break it all down, you have to look to the fundamentals of gold and silver. And I believe, and I couldn't do this job if I didn't believe. I'm not a used car salesman doing this to make a living. Yes, I make a living, but I believe in it, or I couldn't do it. And certainly as long as we're on a fiat currency, I believe gold and silver is a way to protect and to diversify your portfolio and protect your purchasing power. And I think it's so very important that you view gold and silver. It's easy to get caught up on various events that are projected to happen, and then these things don't happen, even though they very well could. Then people get discouraged with their investments of gold and silver. But if you look at the gold and silver, you look at the fundamentals, and you buy on those fundamentals, and yes, those fundamentals aren't exciting. You know, it's more exciting to say, hey, silver's going to 500 and gold's going to 20,000. Those are much more exciting things to talk about. But the fundamentals there are there to protect your purchasing power, and that's what we stay focused on. And because I believe these events, whether they're projected to happen today, tomorrow, next month, next year, they're coming our way. Yes. We are on a path of destruction. This country has been destroyed. The corruption in the corporate world and the government. We are on this path, and we're self-destructing. And it doesn't seem like there's anyone out there that can do or fix anything. So I believe we're going to have to hit certain points, and maybe we can have a reversal. And perhaps with enough of right people in the place, you know, maybe we can pick up the pieces and try to fix some of the things that have been broken. So, but you buy gold and silver, you stay with the fundamentals, and that is so important in today's world. With gold, gold is the only true store of value. There's no nationality to gold. It crosses all borders, all boundaries. And the most important thing, there is no debt against it.
You know,
we're in a world of debt.
I had a guest a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about something altogether different, but he was talking about the debt and the things, and he was talking about putting his money in gold, and you'd think he'd talk to you because he was given the same speech that you gave. It's better to have the coins in your hand, not the bars or whatever, and he was talking about how you could buy, how the gold and the silver keeps its value where the fiat money is. You know, it's nothing. We have a caller. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, Jay, I thought I'd jump in with just a real quick comment. I was a stockbroker for 24 years. So I've seen good markets. I've seen bad markets. I've seen, you know, crashes.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on with gold right now really looks like the sell-offs occur at a market bottom. They don't occur at the top. And I'm actually kind of enthused. I'm not enthused about the economy, but I'm enthused that gold, I think, is now going to be putting in a bottom. And over the next few months, I think that it will probably start edging up. And unfortunately, this is going to coincide with more news coming out that our economy still fundamentally has some problems. So, you know, today, you know, people look at it today, what happened at the beginning of the week, as a disaster, but in reality, it's part of a normal market reaction. And at some point, the sellers will be out of the market, and gold will actually stabilize.
Well, thank you, Steve. You're absolutely correct. But what's interesting about this pullback, I mean, demand has been strong, and we have detached from the paper trading versus the physical. I mean, buying has been strong for, you know, I mean, really, we had this year so far, we had a quiet, during the tax time, it was a quiet month. But it's certainly a better buying year than last year.
I don't follow the gold market as closely as I should, but my understanding is that with what happened at the beginning of the week, it primarily was caused by electronic trading after hours.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that, you don't have the liquidity that you have when the full market is open. So
right.
You had a group of traders that were able to gang up on the market, and it went. So, but you know, at some point we will get through it, and I think gold will be putting in the bottom. So have a good day.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank you,
Steve.
Thank you, Steve. You know, I think people are starting to see what's going on. Now, Steve's obviously been following things for a long time. Steve's one of my buddies that sends me emails. He'll make a phone call to me and tell me something is breaking news. I'm all alone in this office. I don't have a TV or anything, and I usually keep the radio off in case I'm answering the phones and working. And so I don't always hear something that's breaking news. And one of these days when I can, I will put some kind of a TV in here so I can kind of follow the news, you know, with a news channel on it. But Steve keeps me informed, and I appreciate that. I couldn't do it alone. I just couldn't. I've got listeners that are helping me. So anyway, you know, I think people are paying attention. I think they're starting to see their dollar is worthless. And so I know that we seem to be caught in this little cycle, you know, and we've been told that that's our money. Well, it's fiat money. It's their little paper notes is what they are, their little IOUs, as much debt as we've got. And we're not telling you to give up everything. We're just telling you to diversify and to invest in the gold and silver, to have that there to prepare. And, you know, I have an article here that I wanted to talk with you about, and I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it's the gun ban on Social Security recipients. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have.
You know, this was happening while we're all following the McCain and Trump fight. You know, where media only wanted you to know about what Trump said, and he needs to apologize and blah, blah, blah. And when you actually watch the interview, he didn't need to apologize at all. But the gun ban on Social Security recipients, it says the Obama administration is mulling a plan to disarm Social Security recipients who are unable to manage their own disability payments. So if you've got somebody else working for you or running your checkbook, I mean, how many people that are on Social Security have a little help, not because they're not able to do it, they just need a little help. And sometimes they just want help. Well, if they can't do it by themselves, then they're going to consider them not able to own a gun. So they're going to go. This is one way to disarm. And how many of our vets are on Social Security and maybe disability, and they're going to take their guns away? It's quite a travesty. It's quite an infringement on the Second Amendment.
And who's going to determine also? I mean, did you have a bad month and went on, some sort of an antidepressant for a month or two? You know, maybe whatever is affecting your life. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to be classified as someone that can handle. Who really determines? And again, this is just a back door that they're opening.
And, you know,
I've actually heard people say, well, you know what, people that have mental problems and so forth, they shouldn't have access to weapons. Well, you know what, they shouldn't be going into the Social Security as the back door to determine and who determines who is capable.
And that, I believe, is what Obamacare is going to do, because it has a lot of things
exactly.
in there that they ask. I mean, they'll even ask you if you own a gun when you go to the doctor's office. But when I lost my dad back in 2007, the family was going through a tremendous, tremendous stressful period. I had a younger brother that was in trouble. I had a mother that had Alzheimer's. I lost my dad. My brother's wife was very ill, and we lost her that same year. And it was just a tremendous burden. And I had something, and I went to the doctor, and she wanted to put me on an antidepressant. I looked at her and I said, "No, this is life. I got to get through it." And so they want to pass that out like it's candy. And if they do that, they may want to take your guns away. And I'm not going to have that going on. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can go to her website at dgscoins.com or give them a call in the office at 1-800-375-4188. And we will be right back.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L, listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee your company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
Lexus Day Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. Returns, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom. She is one of my main sponsors, Discount Gold and Silver Trading. That's Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit their website by just going to DGScoins.com or visit my website and just click on the little icon there that says Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Or you can give them a call in the office at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. But she's right here right now, and you can call her at 877-895-5410. Lots of phone numbers to give out. 877-895-5410. Well, the deal with the Social Security and the gun ban, or the gun taking, we'll call it that, is an infringement on our Second Amendment. There's no doubt about that. And also, that they're watching us through Social Security. You know, they promised they wouldn't. Melody, they promised they wouldn't. I'm so old, my little card says that on there, not to be used for identification. So that's what they do. They ask you your Social Security number, and it is an ID, and now they're going to track you by your Social Security.
And everybody will just stand around and allow them to do it. And
I don't know.
The
people are pretty upset.
They should be upset. They're pretty upset. And they should be. I mean, this is something that, but again, we know that Social Security isn't going to be around for most people anyway. I mean, the system is about ready to go broke, so we're not quite sure how long that's going to last. But it's just, you know, they'll do this and they'll hit other programs, and
let me debate whether
the program should be there or not. Most of them shouldn't be there, but they are. But this is just the beginning.
Let me throw this little thought out there. Now, I know they've had this in the works a lot longer than just recently. But here, when we had this attack in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and we lost our military there, we lost 5 men because they refused to arm them. And then they tell them they can close the blinds. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's really smart. That's what America does. We go in the corner and we hide. But right now, retired vets and other folks that have permits, that have concealed carry, they're doing it legally. They're guarding the facilities in different parts of the states. And a lot of them are vets. So doesn't it make sense that they'd want to disarm our vets? And that's who they're going to go after. I mean, they've already said that before. You know, Feinstein didn't think any vet should have a gun. Why? Why? Well, they know why. They're trained. They're trained, and there's only one reason to disarm citizens. There's only one reason a government wants to disarm citizens, and it has nothing to do with your safety. And that's obvious. We can tell that with the gun-free zones. But they're tracking it through our Social Security.
You know, I was reading an article, and it really made a lot of sense. You know, recently they made the announcements where they're going to remove, 40,000, 60,000 military men, and they've been cutting back mainly by the veterans. You know, they're moving them out and moving more towards technology, and this is because technology will not go against orders, where the thought was that these men and women would not fire on American citizens, so they would reject certain orders. But if you have robots and technology, they will do what they're programmed to do, to carry out. So it's why they wanted to get rid of the human bodies. And to me, I thought that was a very valid thought. It could very much be the direction in which we're headed. And we know we're a country that's bankrupt. Technology is not inexpensive. With the agreement with Iran, and we're promising billions of dollars to be going to Israel and surrounding areas to protect against Iran once they become weaponized and they increase their own military once they have their sanctions taken off. So it's kind of like you see all these signs, you see what's happening, and it's things that we've talked about for years. And it's happening at a frightening pace. And yes, you're right. They do want the weapons. They don't want these vets to have weapons. I just thought there was a little bit of a connection.
Well, and I think, too, they might understand, not that a lot of younger people don't have, but a lot of people in the other age range that are entering into the Social Security realm now do have weapons. They do have. They've been the hunters. They've been the ones that have had the weapons since, they used to give them their first 22 at Christmas, when they were very, very young. And so they do have weapons, and they don't want you to have them. Whether it's a single shot 22 or an AR-15, they don't want you to have it. Or a revolver to protect yourself, to conceal and carry, to protect yourself in the world, So it's something that they don't want you to have. It's obvious the fact that they're not arming the military right now. When we have had an attack, they need to be armed. And I think some governors and some people that are volunteering are stepping up and taking care of that, which is exactly what I mean every day when I say America has got to come together and bring America home. that we have got to come together, and that's exactly what some of them are doing. I'll tell you what, it brought tears to my eyes. They had some pictures on Facebook today of a gentleman that was doing that very thing, standing mm-hmm. there in front of one of the recruiting offices guarding it.
And you know what's interesting, and I don't mean to bring Trump back up, but he's the only one that I heard, now maybe I didn't hear someone else, but he's the only one that I heard that even mentioned it's ridiculous to have no gun zones on military bases.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's crazy, but he is the only one.
So they're training these young men and women, and they don't trust them with a gun? And, of course, then when we had, you know, the incident in Fort Hood, I mean, the murders in Fort Hood several years back, you know, they called that domestic terrorism. They will not call it what it is. They will not do it. Our presidency will not do it. And they're very careful about mincing the words. And I really think, I really don't know where he stands. Somebody said the other night that he doesn't want to deal with it because that's not what he wanted. He doesn't want to deal with war. So he's hoping it'll go away or it'll just sit here and somebody else will have to deal with it later. And that may be the truth. I don't know. But it took him 5 days, a little more than 5 days, I think, to finally half-mast the flag for these five that were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And four, actually, first, and then the one died later. And you know, it took him that long, but it didn't take him long to put up a rainbow, and it didn't take him long to half-mast it for rioting that was going on when we knew good and well that, you know, we knew that it wasn't an innocent situation. This was an attack on our military. This was an attack on our land, and he sat there for 5 days and did nothing as far as showing his support and his condolences by going half-mast with the flag on the Capitol. And
he still, as far as I know, he still didn't make any calls.
No,
he didn't make any calls to Kate's family.
No. You know, Megyn Kelly on Fox was talking about that, and, you know, it just is beyond a reason. But, see, it doesn't fit in his agenda. It doesn't fit into the agenda of the left, where they want this utopia. They think it's all utopia, but it's not a utopia. We have to have laws, and we have to abide by them, and we have to be armed. That's the only way. That is the best national security we can possibly have, is for the citizenry to be armed. Then people think twice before they go to a strip mall and shoot it up, because they don't know who's going to shoot back. But they knew, this guy knew, as crazy as he was, that when he went in there, nobody was going to shoot back at him. And it ended up, I think, a police officer that got him. But one of the guys in there did have a gun, and now they're investigating that because he shouldn't have had one. Mm-hmm. Crazy. It's craziness, Melody. We're going into a break. We're going to talk about gold and silver when we come back. I promise. At 877-895-5410 is the number to call. DGScoins.com is the website to go visit. And you can call them in the office there at Discount Gold and Silver at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. But to talk to Melody, she's here with me, 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Canby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Canby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Canby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Canby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Canby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Canby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Canby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Canby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We have talked about all kinds of things. You know, yesterday, Melody, I shared about how the sneaky way the lawmakers used to get around the earmark plan, and it was talking about commemorative coins and how they manipulate that and work around it and get money for their particular area. And it was one example it gave. There's many of them, but one example it gave was commemorative coin that Senator Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi helped promote and get done. And it went to a museum there in San Francisco Museum. And, it's those coins, when they do it that way, they cost you about $35 more than necessary, and of course they're a fundraiser, whatever, but they get around this earmarking, so they, you know, their constituents get the money for that, and taxpayers kind of help fund that, I guess, and it's kind of another way that I call them DC occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, and that's what they do. But Melody has real coins that you can spend real money, and I thought we ought to talk about that just a little bit.
Yeah, I know. There's also legislation that's being proposed for a 2018 breast cancer awareness $5 commemorative coin in pink gold if it's congressionally approved. And you're absolutely right. And it's, and I'm thinking, well, how soon is it going to be until we get a rainbow?
Oh, gracious.
You know, on a coin. I mean, it's just,
So you shouldn't have said it. Now the idea is out there.
Yeah, really. But no, I mean, we do have real gold, real silver coins. And the thing that you want to be purchasing, these are novelties. I mean, any of these, a lot of these,
commemorative.
You know, I just think that these commemoratives, I mean, some of your... like those Vicambi bars and the grams and, you know, these are all novelties. These are all gimmicks.
Yes.
And, but if people are serious about preserving their purchasing power, you want to buy things that are recognizable and acceptable. It's okay to diversify within the coin world, but you want to stay and remember that that should be your basis as you're adding to your portfolio. And I get it sometimes. It's like, well, I got so many of these and so many of those. I just want something different. That's okay. There are a lot of things out there that you can purchase without getting into a gimmick or a novelty. And they'll cost you, and they're not there to preserve your wealth. And that's the most important thing when you're buying gold and silver.
So what package do you have for my listeners today?
With gold prices below 1,100 and silver below 15, anything and everything is on sale.
You name it, you got it, huh?
Yeah, you know, we've got some great prices. Silver Eagles, they're beginning to loosen up a little bit. It's no longer a three-week delay, but a two-week delay. Of course, we're getting closer to the 3 weeks that the U.S. Mint originally had indicated before they would be releasing new batches of silver while they were filling back up their inventories. So, you know, that's getting a little bit looser in the silver market. We're beginning to see a few 90% silver bags coming through. That's beginning to loosen up a little bit, too. And certainly for gold, we were running specials on Mint State 62, $20 gold pieces yesterday. I've adjusted their price for $1,330. And I did some comparisons with some $20 gold pieces from January 1st of this year. And actually, the comparison was up until yesterday before we had the drop. But a lot of your $20 gold pieces are actually higher than where they were in January, even though we've seen a $90 to $100 drop in gold. So they've been, that tells us that buying has been strong because, you know, that's what propels their price is supply and demand. And when that demand is stronger, that will move their prices higher regardless of what bullion gold is doing. So it's a good time to be adding some of those to your portfolio if you don't have any. And they're a great buy at these lower levels.
And Melody also buys and sells. She buys.
Absolutely.
And sells.
We buy, sell, and folks can also trade.
Oh, that's,
you know,
awesome.
I'm not an advocate of trading your precious metals for another precious metals, but sometimes, you know, what I do is I will look at what you want to do. Sometimes I'll say, yeah, that's a good trade. Sometimes I'll say, no, that is not a good trade. I don't do it just to do it. And there's proper times to do trading. We're not financial planners, but you know, I know the markets, and I know what is logical in markets in the gold and silver and what you should and shouldn't be doing. So yeah, lots of times dealers will call out and say, oh, you should trade this for that. I mean, that's one of their most popular, you know, to get you interested, to get you listening. You know, you've been sitting there with the same coins. They'll call you and they'll want you to trade. Most of the time, they're only benefiting their pocketbook, not yours. So just give us a call. I'd be more than happy to help anyone.
I think that's a good deal. So we don't have a specific package, but everything's on sale because things are down right now. So it's 1-800-375-4188. It's good prices, a good time to buy. 1-800-375-4188 and visit her website at dgscoins.com or go to my website and just click on the icon. That'll get you there real fast. You know, Melody, you've been with me now quite a little while, and I tell you what, I really appreciate the shows that we have together.
That's funny. During the last break, I was thinking the same thing. I thought, this is almost three, we're going on our third year. And,
oh, my goodness.
If listeners, when they call us, tell us that they've listen to your program and so forth, you know, we can help them out a little bit. We'll make their own special for them. But absolutely, it's I appreciate being here, Beth.
Well, we enjoy it, absolutely do. And I tell you what, it's nice to have like-minded patriots working together, and that's what it takes. And you know, I say that every day, every single day when I close the show to bring America home. It's going to take all of us working together, and I think, you know, what you're doing is a great service. I know it's a way of making a living, but it's also a great service to my listeners, and I do absolutely appreciate it. I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate you being up front with everything and the little specials you come out with every once in a while. I just love it.
Well, thank you. I'll make sure I have a special the next time.
Well, that's okay. Everything's special today. So, there are days
everything.
Like that. I'm going to give your number one more time, and thank you so much, Melody, for being with us today. It's 1-800-375-4188. That is the office number for discount gold and silver trading. 1-800-375-4188. Or just go to my website and click on her icon, or go straight to her website by going to dgscoins.com. Melody is a sponsor of the show. I need you to support my sponsors so they can keep supporting CSE Talk Radio, and we can keep bringing the truth to you. We can keep bonding together, and we will come together and bring America home.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare can be a complicated puzzle. The wrong choice can cost you money, and you may be locked into the plan until the annual enrollment period. And the right choice may save you money and maximize your Medicare benefits all year long. Let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you find a Medicare plan that's right for your medical needs and budget. Call now to learn more. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. If you're now eligible for Medicare, call today to discuss your options. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Mm-hmm.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921. 800-473-7921.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is fast, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.